Now he goes on to say, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Now, the ointments here, the perfume. And isn't it wonderful? He began his life with the myrrh brought to him at his birth, and then they brought myrrh to him at his death. It speaks of his death for you and me today. And the sweetness and the fragrance of the life of Christ is wonderful. Oh, but the fragrance of his love for us when he died for us upon the cross. Now, I want you to notice verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We'll be glad and rejoice in thee, and we'll remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. Now, we come here to this wonderful passage of Scripture where we're to love him. And somebody's going to say, well, I just can't reach that state at all. I can't attain to it. It's too high for me. Well, may I say to you, that's the position I think of all of us here. Draw me. We'll run after thee. And that means that we recognize immediately we can't come to this high plane. I love the name of Jesus, Bonar said, Emmanuel, Christ the Lord, like fragrance on the breezes, his name abroad is poured. What does the name of Jesus mean to you? Somebody says, I have never experienced that wonderful relationship. Oh, listen to the bride. She says, draw me. And today the child of God is saying here, draw me. Let him come to me. Let him lift me up and let him bring me to this place because I can't do it myself. I recognize that in me that I can't rise to that level. Therefore, we say, draw me. Quarles put it like this, but like a block beneath whose burden lies that undiscovered worm that never dies, I have no will to rouse, I have no power to rise. For can the water buried axe implore a hand to raise it or itself restore? And from her sandy depths approach the dry foot show? So hard's the task for sinful flesh and blood to lend the smallest help to what is good. My God, I cannot move the least degree. Ah, if I but only those who active be. None should thy glory see, thy glory none should see. Lord, as I am, I have no power at all to hear thy voice or echo to thy call. Give me the power to will, the will to do. Oh, raise me up, and I will strive to go. Draw me, oh, draw me with thy treble twist that have no power but merely to resist. Oh, lend me strength to do, and then command thy list. What a wonderful thing. He says, my power is available to you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And is the cry, the deep cry of your heart, Christian friend, draw me. Lift me up, oh Lord. Bring me to that exciting place that I ought to be on today. That intimate relationship that we should have with Christ, where there is the excitement and the ecstasy of being brought into his presence by the Spirit of God, and that he be made real to us, how wonderful he is today. And we ought to know him better and be representatives. Now, this had been expressed in such a wonderful way that actually we find that we just can't attain unto it. It's too high for us. And then you read here in verse 4, draw me after thee. Draw me and we'll run after thee. How wonderful it is, because immediately the bride recognized she could not attain unto this high level. The whole thought here is that the Spirit of God alone can lift us out of our helplessness. Let him come to me if he will. And when he willeth, he can come. But since he cometh not, I cannot go to him, except the Father which hath sent him draw me, or he draw me himself, for he's one with the Father. Therefore, we have to cry out to him. And you remember, he said to his own, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I went after you. And he's after you today. He says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And we can only rouse ourselves and say, oh, Lord, draw me. And we need today the Spirit of God. That water of life, if we're going to drink it, is the Spirit of God that'll gush up in us. Now, the very interesting thing is, he says, we'll run after thee. Now, this is not just a desire to be drawn because the party is lazy or indolent or indifferent. But the whole thought is the individual is helpless. You and I are helpless. There is the desire. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We want to run after him. We'll run after him. But he'll have to give us legs. He'll have to draw us. He'll have to give us that enablement, that divine enablement that only he alone can do for us. And it is, as the scripture says, lift up then thy hands that hang down, and strengthen thy feeble knees. Fainting soul and lame, arise and run the race set before thee, looking unto Jesus. And thou shalt mount up with wings as eagles. Thou shalt run and not be weary, and shalt walk and not faint. The King today hath brought me, we're told here. Draw me, we'll run after thee. And he has to respond to that, because we can't attain to that level. But the King hath brought me into his chambers. And the chambers here, the secret of his presence, his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle. It's the sanctuary, that sanctuary, the holy place, the secret place, where there is no noise of the crowd or the mob, the place that he's made by him in the cleft of the rock where he can cover us with his hand and commune with us. It's the one that says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you'll open, I'll come in to you. I'll sup with you and you with me. Oh, what wonderful, glorious privilege this is that he talks about. And yet we withdraw and have to cry with Isaiah, woe is me, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. But the King now hath brought me into his chamber. He's the one that provided a redemption. He's the one that took the coals from off the altar and touched our lips. He's the one that made the supreme sacrifice. And we'll be glad and rejoice in thee. And today we need a little bit more joy, I think, in the church. We need a little bit more joy in our lives. John says these things we've written unto you that your joy might be full. And the Lord Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, that you might really live it up. You might have a good time. And let me just ask you the question, how's it going, Christian friend? Are you living it up as a child of God? Are you rejoicing in him? Is he close to you today? Are you close to him? Oh, let's cut out the gimmickry today. Let's quit playing church. Let's quit this business of saying I belong to a little select group and I have had this experience and I've had that. Oh, does he mean something to you today? Is he close to you? The King hath brought me into his chambers. We'll be glad and rejoice in thee. We'll remember thy love more than wine. May I say to you, I have a notion, wherever you are, there'll probably be literally millions of people across this country crawl up on a bar stool. And why? Well, if I was in their shape, I'd crawl up there too. They need something to face life. Many a man feels like he has to have that to face business. And many a person needs that to face a lonely evening. Life's too much for them. It's too complicated today. But may I say to you, if you're a child of God, you can remember that He loves you. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that's been given unto us. And He wants to make His love real to you. He wants to manifest His love to you. And it's better than crawling upon a bar stool. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately after that, do you remember what Paul said in Ephesians? This is a nice little review for Ephesians that we had. The thing that he said there was just simply this. He said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I'm glad he didn't say singing to yourself, because I can't sing. But you can speak it. You can say it. My friend, would it hurt your church membership right now to just say, praise the Lord? Be wonderful if you said it. And if you said it where your family could hear you, they probably would want you to see a psychiatrist. And if you said it in the church today, I know they would lead you out because they'd think something had happened to you. Oh, we need to praise the Lord today. Why? Because of the fact, we'll remember thy love more than wine. The upright, they love thee. Who are the upright? Well, they're His. They are the ones that said, draw me. He stood them up now, and they're going to run the race. They're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's what it means, friends. The Christian life is a love affair. We love Him because He first loved us. And there's no use going on. I mean, just chuck the whole thing today. It's meaningless if you don't love Him. He loves you, and He gave Himself for you. Now He says, I want your love. That is the important thing. That's the thing that seals it. And you want to find a response? We've had this before in different language. Let me go back to a wonderful song. I've had so many letters from people said, oh, you went too fast through the Psalms. Friends, several wrote like this. It was rather clever. They said, you're driving the Bible bus too fast. Well, may I say to you, I'm staying in the speed limit. We have to, in a 5-year program, we got to finish. And I'm thinking of the schedule I'm running on, and I'm sorry that I do have to go over so much wonderful ground, but the important thing is that we do have to follow. Now, back to Psalm 63. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. You thirsty for Him? If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You can get a lot of beer. You can get a lot of liquor. But you can't get the water of life unless you come to Him. He's the only one that handles it. And if you're thirsty, He says, come. Now, verse 2, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Now we've entered the chamber, you see, that He's talking about. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Oh, friends, let's get these lips busy today. Many folk feel like if they're busy doing something. Well, let's be busy doing something, but busy saying something, too, in the way of praise to Him. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. You see, we're covering the same ground. We're covering in the Song of Solomon with different language. When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. And the wings were those overspreading wings in the tabernacle. I heard of a man that got a lot of laughs, and I'm afraid a great many people become irreverent. We need to be careful about that. I think I need to be. He spoke of the fact that in the psalm, he said, I'll hide thee under my feathers. And he says, now God is a chicken. Oh, my friend, he is. But it's a figure of speech. And that's what he said. The Lord Jesus said, he'd like for you to come and rest underneath there. I don't see anything to ridicule there myself at all, and especially if a man believes the word of God as this man proposes to do. Now, will you notice, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shed of thy wings will I rejoice. Those wings of the cherubim that covered the mercy seat. You see, you're getting very close to the mercy of God here. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. And we just can't long after him unless he gives us the desire. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Oh, what a picture. What a glorious picture. That is the 63rd Psalm.